Seattle, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. forces have killed Haji Iman, an Islamic State finance minister, also responsible for the terrorist group's external affairs. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter says Iman's death was part of the coalition plan to defeat the Islamic State militants.
And together, we continue to do more and more to bring the full weight of our vast military capabilities to bear in accelerating the defeat of ISIL.
Carter also announced that Abu Sara, an Islamic State leader, charged with paying fighters in Iraq, was targeted by U.S. forces as well. Belgian prosecutors say three people have been detained in Brussels, prompted by Thursday's arrest of a French national in Paris, suspected of plotting a new attack. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Belgium's Prime Minister Charles Michel and assured him of U.S. support in the wake of this week's Brussels attacks.
The United States, I want you to know, is praying and grieving with you for the loved ones of those who have been very cruelly taken from us, including Americans, and for the many who were injured in these despicable attacks.
Senior U.S. official confirmed that two Americans were among those of the 30-plus killed in Brussels this week. An investigation into two prominent Egyptian activists has renewed concerns about the ability of human rights groups to operate under the Sisi government. The two were banned from traveling abroad or assessing their assets until an April 20th hearing to determine if they illegally accepted foreign funding. This is VOA News.